Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by one of our friends, Gabriella. Hey, Gabriella! She sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.org, send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Leo and Lloyd from Chagrin Falls, Huxley and Alice from Colorado, Reagan and Remy from San Diego, Ada from North Carolina, Sawyer and Remy from Regina, Saskatchewan, Aiden and Daniel from New Jersey, Sophie from West Virginia, Owen from Vancouver, and Noah from Australia. I'm so glad that you guys are all on the Kid Short Stories family and on the Kids Spy Kids team. Could not do this without you. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go. Welcome back to Kid Short Stories Premium. It was Gabriella's birthday, and she was so excited to spend it with her family. They had thrown a ginormous birthday party for her, and it was the best day ever! Gabriella started opening all her presents, and all her favorite things were there, and she was so happy. The last thing came from her grandpa. She called him Papa, and she said, "Papa, can I open your present now?" You see, he had been talking about this present for a very long time. He said it was going to be one of the most special presents she's ever received. And so she was very excited to open this gift from him. And her papa said, "Yes, Gabriella, now is the time. Here you go." And he handed her a small box. As she carefully opened the tiny ribbon and the wrapping paper on this small box, it opened up, and inside, what is this, Papa? Inside was a seed. And her papa said, "Gabriella, that is a treehouse seed." "What is a treehouse seed?" Gabriella said. "You see, this seed is one of the most special seeds in the entire world. It will grow into a big tree that has a treehouse built into it." "No way, that's so cool." "But one thing that you have to be careful of, you have to use the treehouse for good things. It cannot fall into any of the wrong hands of this world, because this treehouse carries special powers in it."
"Special powers, Papa? What kind of, what does that mean?"
"It is a mystery, my dear. But your job now is to plant the seed in a very special place and to make sure it gets water and sunlight and that no weeds try to stomp it out and no creatures try to eat it. It is your job. And now you are old enough for such a task as this." Gabriella could not wait to have the seed planted. She found a spot the next day in her backyard that was a perfect spot. There was plenty of room and really nice soil. And so she cleared the area and made the dirt nice and soft and planted the seed right in the middle. She had several cups of water that she gently poured on top of the seed. And that began her journey. And boy, oh boy, would it end in a crazy way. You see, seeds, do they grow really fast or kind of slow?
"Yeah, kind of slow."
"Well, her papa's seed that he gave her is actually a seed that grows very quickly. And so most big trees take many, many years to grow. Well, Gabriella's treehouse tree took only one summer. The next day, the very next day, Gabriella went outside thinking that the seed would still be in the ground. She was very surprised. It was now 3 feet tall. It was almost up to her chin.
She couldn't believe it. "This is amazing. This is the fastest growing thing I've ever seen in my whole life. This is gonna be so cool. All right, well, now that it's out of the ground, I have got to make sure it stays safe and nothing else hurts it, just like Papa said." And so that's exactly what she did. She built a small fence around the tree to keep it safe, because each day it would grow taller and taller, and creatures were growing very curious of it. The squirrels and the birds and the rabbits, they would all watch as it grew. If you looked close enough, you could almost see the tree grow. By day 4, it was way taller than her, and it was starting to have big green leaves. "This is so cool," Gabriella said. "And I wonder how it's gonna, like, you know, grow into some kind of treehouse and not just be like a normal tree." The very next day, she went outside and look at that! There's like a floor! That's exactly what happened. The tree was growing up, but it all of a sudden started to grow a platform or a floor for the treehouse. That is so cool. That day, she had to scare off some squirrels that had tried to make a nest on top of her tree. But that was easy to do because squirrels are very skittish. As she continued to water the tree and care for it, there was a storm coming one day, and so she had to make sure that it was safe. She attached some really big sticks and some big pieces of wood to it to make sure that it wouldn't get knocked over in the wind. And that night, she spent almost the whole night looking out her window, making sure that her tree was safe. It had been 3.5 weeks since her birthday party. 3.5 weeks of this tree growing and growing. 3.5 weeks of her caring for it, watering it, and protecting it from other creatures that were trying to build a home in it. And today was the day. The tree had grown so tall. It was now almost as tall as her house, and the treehouse had grown windows and doors and a floor and a roof and walls. But something kept happening. She couldn't believe it. Every day she would come out, and there were different animals that were trying to build a home in there. And every day she had to scare them away, just like her papa had said. Oh, wait. Is that what he said? Did he say to keep everyone out of it? I don't think so. And she called her papa and said, "Papa, it's getting really frustrating because the tree is getting really awesome and really big, but all these animals and creatures keep trying to make a home in it. And I don't want them to do bad things with it, and so I keep getting rid of them. What am I supposed to do? How do I keep them out?" "Wow, Gabriella, I'm so glad you called. And I'm so glad to hear that your tree is growing. That's very exciting. But do you remember what I said about it?" "Yes, I did not say to keep everyone out of it. I did say to make sure that love grows inside, remember?" "Oh, yeah." "Yes, and so maybe those creatures are the love that that treehouse needs." And just like that, Gabriella changed her mind. She had a new idea. "Wait a second. Maybe this treehouse is not just for me, but maybe I'm supposed to share it with other creatures too." She was so excited to run outside and not scare any of the creatures away. This treehouse began an amazing journey for her as she made new friends. And yes, friends with the creatures. Yes, the squirrels and the birds and the chipmunks, they all found a happy place to live in that treehouse. And it was all because of Gabriella, because she chose to share what was given to her with other creatures that needed a home. How special is that? Isn't that special when we get to share some of our things with our friends or our family, right? Yeah, sharing is so special because we get to share something really fun with someone else, and it's always a lot more fun to be happy with somebody else, right? Yeah, and that is what Gabriella learned. She learned that it was more happy to share her special treehouse with other creatures than to keep everyone else out and keep it for herself. So, this week, I want you to find something very special that you think is very special to you, and I want you to find someone to share it with. Don't worry, they're not going to take it away from you, but I want you to share something happy with someone else, okay? And don't worry, they're not going to take it away. All right, friends? Well, you guys are so fun, and I hope you have such a great day and a great week. I will see you next time on Kids Short Stories. Bye!
Wow, what a silly adventure. Something fun we love to do with our stories is turn our stories into a fun drawing. So if you have some paper and pencils or crayons and now is a good time to color, then I would love to see your coloring and drawing. So you can color a really fun picture of today's story and go onto Instagram with your parents, Kid Short Stories, and send it to me. I would love to see how awesome of a drawing and artist you are. We'll see you later. Bye.